Mickey Gray is the team president. The Dogs may have bowed out in the first round of the SPHL playoffs this past spring after winning the title the season before, but the fans are still with them.
It's been another record-breaking summer for us. We've exceeded our season ticket number from the last year, which is a record over the last year, and we're still getting a good buzz, and now we're, you know, just over a month out. It's starting to pick up quite a bit.
So far, several returning Dog players have been announced, including Matt O'Day, C.J. Valerian, and Gustav Mueller. But says Mickey Gray,
we've been very fortunate that we've had a number of players that have been here for a good number of years. We haven't had to deal with that changeover too much, but this year probably more so than the last few. We'll see a bunch of new names coming in. It's always great to have guys back like Matt O'Day or C.J. Valerian. The fans know who they are. They've been here for the last couple of years. Secondly, and probably more importantly, they know how to play Rail Yard Dogs hockey.
For head coach Dan Bremner, that is, Rail Yard Dogs training camp begins on October 7th at the Berglund Center. Some sessions will be open to the public. Season ticket packages are on sale now. Single game tickets to the first five home contests beginning on October 17th against Huntsville go on sale next Wednesday. Gene Morano, WFIR News.